Hi, it's Nicola. A 29-year-old man has died in a single-vehicle crash at Perugian Beach. The man was driving a Commodore sedan and towing a box trailer on David Low Way when the vehicle lost control and hit a tree about 200 metres north of the Glen Eden Resort. The driver, a Perugian Beach local, died at the scene. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. We're being warned to expect more traffic delays than usual across the coast over the next few days, thanks to the double whammy of school holidays ending and a public holiday on Monday. We're also expecting lots of visitors to Caloundra for the music festival, which starts today. Time travel data from the RACQ claims congestion will be heaviest on the major arterials from as early as 1 p.m. today.
And unfortunately, it's probably going to be the same on Saturday as well. From around 9 a.m, we do see another peak flow of traffic for those who thought they were avoiding the traffic on Friday and try to leave on Saturday.
Spokesperson Lauren Ritchie there. We're being told to be extra vigilant for flu-like symptoms and especially a blotchy rash with concerns the measles crisis is again taking hold in Queensland. Queensland's recorded 4 new cases this week, 2 on the Sunshine Coast. An infected man visited Perugian Beach Hotel last Friday between 5 and 6:30 p.m. and Perugian Springs Shopping Centre on Sunday between 10 and 11:30. And in the second confirmed measles case, a woman attended Mooloolaba between Saturday and Tuesday, staying at the Peninsula Beachfront Resort and visited a number of cafes and shops on the Esplanade. And lots of work is happening at Sea Life Sunshine Coast to prepare a new enclosure for a colony of little blue penguins. The little blues are the smallest of the penguin species and will be calling Mooloolaba home in December.